This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado will conduct a recount of last month's primary results in the Republican race for Secretary of State. That follows a request made by candidate Tina Peters. She's the Mesa County clerk who lost last month's Republican primary by nearly 90,000 votes. The state requires her to pay for the recount because of the size of the loss. Peters has raised more than $250,000 to pay for the recount. A gun rights group is once again trying to overturn the state's ban on high-capacity magazines. CPR's Megan Verlee reports they're taking the effort from state court to federal court.
State lawmakers limited the size of ammunition magazines in 2013 in response to the Aurora Theater shooting, and the state Supreme Court has upheld that law under Colorado's Constitution. But now, the group Rocky Mountain Gun Owners is backing a new challenge, and this time it's looking to the U.S. Supreme Court's recent ruling striking down a New York State gun law. The suit argues Colorado's limit violates the Second Amendment. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
More than a dozen bridges in southern Colorado are slated for replacement. The project from the State Department of Transportation begins in Park and Otero counties. Michelle Pulin is with CDOT.
All 17 of them are rated as poor condition.
Pulin says poor condition means the structure has reached the end of its life but is not in danger of immediate collapse. Much of the Front Range has a chance for thunderstorms this afternoon. In the mountains, too, that chance for rain and warmer temperatures tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.